Senator Arlen Specter's chances of becoming chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee appear to be improving. Specter is a longtime supporter of abortion rights, and he faces opposition from anti-abortion groups. Yesterday, the current chairman, Senator Orrin Hatch, said Specter has earned the right to succeed him under the seniority system. Today, Specter meets with all Republican senators. Here's NPR congressional correspondent David Wellna.
It's been a rough 2 weeks for Senator Specter. That's how long it's been since he infuriated abortion foes by telling reporters that President Bush should be, in his words, mindful of the fact that Democrats have blocked some judicial nominees with filibusters. Specter added it was unlikely that nominees who seek to overturn the Supreme Court's 1973 Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion would be approved by the Senate. Specter's conservative critics heard his remarks as an impertinent warning coming from a man who, by seniority, is due the Judiciary Committee's chairmanship when the 109th Congress convenes in January. They've raised a hue and cry, and Republicans are clearly worried. All day long yesterday, as a lame duck session of Congress got underway, Specter was summoned to closed-door meetings, first with his party's leadership, then with his committee colleagues. Last night, the current chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Utah's Orrin Hatch, came out of a long meeting with Specter, and he gave him his political blessing.
I believe he will be the next chairman, but I can't bind other members in the Senate. It's just that I believe that he will be the next chairman, and he should be. By right of seniority, by right of 24 years of working diligently on this committee, and by his own legal ability and knowledge, he deserves to be chairman.
All 10 Republicans on the Judiciary Committee are to cast secret ballots to elect their chairman. Asked whether Specter now has the support of those members, Hatch replied, "Let me put it to you this way. I expect him to have the support of the committee." Specter himself was cautious last night when asked whether his troubles are over.
"I'm not going to say anything that would characterize a view as to what's going to happen. And with Senator Hatch having spoken, he was at the full meeting. That ought to resolve it."
The Judiciary Committee is closely watched because it screens all judicial nominees, including those for the Supreme Court. Yesterday, religious groups held a pray-in outside a Senate building with offices belonging to Majority Leader Bill Frist, who's believed to have presidential aspirations. Here's Reverend Patrick Mahoney of the Christian Defense Coalition.
"Senator Frist, if you put Arlen Specter through and do not speak up, don't turn to us in 4 years when you want to run for president of the United States and expect our passion and zeal. Don't expect it. We are tired of that."
Specter's opponents have been inundating the offices of his Republican colleagues with messages. But Mississippi Republican Trent Lott says Specter deserves the committee chairmanship.
"When Arlen Specter comes to the floor and makes a pitch for a Bush nominee that's pro-life, it's going to have real resonance. So he's got a lot to offer. And I think that everybody will be reassured after this week, and that probably will be clear. Of course, the vote doesn't occur until January. But I think we'll know at the end of this week."
Still, Specter's critics say they intend to keep up the heat in what's become a showdown between seniority and ideology. David Wellna, NPR News.